Good morning. This is Melanie from Do Business Network, and this morning I'm talking to Olivia Wilmore. Now, Olivia is business, well, development and fundraising manager at Usher Historic House, Chapels and Gardens. Olivia, have I got that right? It's a mouthful.
Hiya, Melanie. Yes, absolutely. I'm the development and fundraising manager at Usher Historic House, Chapels and Gardens. And a lot of people may know us as Usher College. So we're a former Catholic seminary turned heritage visitor attraction just outside Durham City, set in the beautiful countryside of County Durham. Yeah, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about it today. So
Well, I know that some of our members have already met you because you came along, well, before you became officially a member. So I'll start by saying welcome for being an official member. It's great to have you on board. You first met us at Concert College, didn't you, at Derwentside College? And then you came along to our Shoebox Expo, which it was fascinating to hear everything about the college's history or the historic houses that it is. Locally, people know it as Usher College, and historically it was a college, but it's not anymore. And you hear a little bit to tell us about that. So I will start by asking, you're a charity, aren't you?
We are, yeah,
Can
so we
you tell me a little bit about the charity?
absolutely. The college, I mean, you mentioned that it was kind of colloquially known as Usher College. The college was established in 1808 as a Catholic seminary, which is a fancy way of saying a training school for Catholic priests and young boys. So for about 200 years, that was its sole purpose, to educate young men and boys into priesthood. And to provide a really high quality education with a focus on Catholicism. And actually the seminary only closed very recently in 2011. And it closed due to decline of students and teaching staff. So I think in 2011 there were approximately 20 boys left on site who were still training to be to go into the priesthood. And so it closed in 2011. For a couple of years there was a group of volunteers working with some senior kind of stakeholders like Durham University and Durham County Council to kind of work out what the future could hold for such a gorgeous estate and historic house. And there were a couple of different ideas batted around. I think a hotel and spa might have been one of them. But it transpired that we wanted to make a go of it as a historic house visitor attraction because it's got such rich, extraordinary history that we wanted to kind of throw open the doors and welcome the community. So in its first year in 2015, we were open for a few hours on a Saturday, I believe, one day a week. And we had 7,000 visitors in our first year, which is extraordinary. And last year in 2023, we've obviously kind of grown and evolved over the last number of years. And last year we had 102,500 visitors, which is amazing.
It is. So are you first of all, were you with Usher back in 2015, or have you just
I
recently?
personally wasn't. So I started at the organization in 2022 in April. So I'm just coming up to my 2 years, which is really exciting for me. Really
So
exciting.
in 2022, did you say, or 2023, you've had over 100,000 visitors, and you're open a little bit longer than on a weekend now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week now from 10 till 4. But it's a the site, the wider site is always open. So we've got a huge number of acres of land which is used daily for dog walkers, and there are a number of public footpaths that stretch across the estate. So it's a really, really lovely morning walk that you can do with your dogs. And then the visitor centre opens from 10, 7 days a week. We've got a cafe on site. We've got a really extraordinary events and exhibitions program, a community activity program with engagement activities which kind of support members of our community who suffer from quite prevalent societal issues that are in that are found in County Durham, like unemployment, education deprivation, isolation and loneliness in older people, that kind of thing. So we've got a really varied kind of multi-pronged process for nowadays.
Well, actually, I just want to mention that David and I came to visit you a couple of times at the back end of last year. The first time we had a look around the college, and you give us a bit of a historic tour, and
Yeah, I know.
it was amazing. I didn't even know it was there, to be honest with you. When someone
Yeah.
had mentioned, Usher College, I automatically thought it was over the far end of Durham somewhere, and I'm people who don't know, I'm based in Consett, and I was thinking to myself, oh, it's quite a trek, but it wasn't. It really wasn't. It's over at Langley Parkway. But the other thing was, is at Christmas time when we went along to the carol service. Oh my goodness, talk about hair standing up on the back of
Yeah.
the neck, the choir, the acoustics. It was
Yeah.
absolutely amazing. And to me, it was what Christmas is all about, you know, the Christmas carols. It was beautiful. From someone who hasn't been there before, and the few times that I have been there so far, it's just been absolutely amazing. And of course, the DBN members will get a chance to have a look around later on this year, because we're coming along for a DBN meeting, perhaps June, July time. So we'll obviously talk a little bit more about that. But we'll go back to, you mentioned your events program. I'm assuming that there's things that you can do within the events program as non-members, but there's also benefits of becoming a member, because obviously you are a charity and it's going to be a form of income. So if you can just tell us a little bit about the membership scheme that you've got and the benefits of it, and then tell us a little bit about your events program.
Yeah, of course. So you mentioned that we are a charity. So in order to remain a going concern, we have a number of different income streams. So the main kind of three are commercial, just to kind of keep us on our toes and keep us going. We have admission fees to kind of keep us going, and we have fundraising, which is my remit. And the membership falls under admission. So we are a paid entry site. Between 10 and 4, obviously you can access the grounds in the wider estate before 10 o'clock in the morning and after 4 p.m. in the afternoon. But in order to gain access to the formal gardens and the historic house, an annual membership is necessary. But it's actually one of the things that we wanted to make sure that we were doing was making sure that we were accessible to all. That's our mission, is to make culture and arts and heritage accessible to all, regardless of circumstance or situation. So an annual membership for an individual is about £20, I believe. And for a family, it's 40. And that stretches across the year. It gets you access, unlimited access to Usher. It includes a huge variety of our large events program. It will get you access to a huge number of our exhibitions, of our children's activities, lots and lots of different things. And particularly, it's worth mentioning that because we do want to be accessible to all, we offer a 50% local discount on annual membership, and that is for households who reside in DH77 and DH79 postcodes. So those are the postcodes that share Ushaw's estate, basically. So if there are local discounts. Now, I mentioned that some of the benefits that are included with that are our large events programme. And that includes, we tend to have between 6 and 10 huge, really, really large events across the summer. And then some carol services and activities in the winter around Christmas time, which is the one that you attended. And across the summer, I mean, Mark Nixon, our events manager, is just extraordinary. He puts on the most amazing events. So we've got on the 25th of May, which is our first one of the season, we have the classic car show, which is just extraordinary. Last year we had 600 car exhibitors. And we're kind of edging our way to being the largest classic car show in the Northeast. And we saw 4,000 people in one day come to Usher to see all of the cars and visit the food trucks and participate in activities and come and explore the house, and it was just extraordinary. So we've got the classic car show on the 25th of May. We've got a Way Back When 1940s event coming up as well, which I don't know if you'll have seen Matt Baker Travels with Parents.
Yes, he was at your place
Yeah,
not long
he was
ago.
at place and he attended when we had Way Back When on. So if anyone's seen that episode, you'll get that's kind of like a sneak peek into what the event is like. So definitely worth coming for that one. We have a number of Sounds on the Bounds, which is live music. And we're also launching a new event this year, which is the Lego Weekend, which should be really, really good fun for families. And I think in the early September as well, I think across the weekend of the 6th and 7th, our biannual flower festival is coming back as well. And this year it's entitled The Art of Flowers, which is really fabulous. So we're tying that into some exhibitions that we've got in the house. If you've been before, we tend to do it a bit like Lumiere. We tend to do it once every 2 years. So
Yeah.
if you haven't had a chance to visit, it's definitely the year to do it this year.
Fantastic.
And with all of those events, obviously I mentioned that one of our streams of income was fundraising. We do look for corporate sponsors, and within those sponsorship packages are access to the events, annual memberships that you can take advantage of, not just for yourself, but also for your colleagues and for your employees, so they can be chaired amongst all of your colleagues, some complimentary room hire. Like, there is so many benefits that we can look at for local businesses to support a really worthy cause. So yeah, sorry, I feel like I've just rattled on there. I
Oh,
can't
no,
stop myself to get going.
it's so interesting, and obviously there's so much going on. You can't possibly fit it all into a 20-minute podcast or however long we end up talking. But it's important to point out, though, that you do have all this information on your website, don't you? So if anyone is interested after listening to this podcast, they can jump over to your website and have a look at the amazing events that's coming up, but also find out a little bit more about membership and sponsorship and things like that. So that's brilliant. The obviously you are now a DBM member, which is absolutely fantastic. It's so great to have you on board. We are in talks of having a meeting at Usher, perhaps June or July time. So I'm really looking forward to bringing DBN members along. And I know that at our Shoebox Expo that we had at Beamish Museum back in, I think it was October time, wasn't it? Yeah.
Wasn't great.
Yeah. You had the room. You were talking about an item you brought along with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? Because the reason why I'm mentioning this for is that you have got some really interesting artifacts within the house itself, haven't you? But this you brought along, this tiny little object, which so much imagination. So tell us a little bit about that. The one that you snuck out of the college. I hope you put
Oh yeah,
it back.
it must have been the graphite medal, mustn't it? I think it must have been.
It was.
Yeah, so we have obviously with 200 years of estate comes an extraordinary amount of history, and with all of that history comes a really extensive museum and library collection. So we have volumes in our library dating back to 800. We're looking at Middle Ages. We've got the personal Bible of Catherine of Braganza, who was Charles the First's wife. We have works of Newton and Galileo and Catesby. We've got some really extraordinary items in this collection. Not least to mention the Cabinet du Roi, which was the focus of an exhibition that we hosted last year. Which is the Sun King, Charles the 15th, I believe it's Charles the 15th, who designed and built the Palace of Versailles. He's got he commissioned 8 volumes of his kind of military prowess, his religious piety, his feats of war, all of these kinds of things in various different volumes that were kind of a copper prints. I believe they were copper prints. Might have that wrong. But we have the copies of them, in our collections that were gifted to us in the 20th century, which is just extraordinary. And then on the other side of that, we've got really extensive museum collections. So not necessarily books and volumes, but objects that are, incredibly important and historically significant. So we have St. Cuthbert's ring that's in our care, in our trust, which actually was used very recently for the, I can't remember the term of what it's called, but when the new Bishop of Hexham and Newcastle was
Anointing,
ceremony, or yeah, I can't remember. I'm gonna get told off for that. That's really obviously that I don't know what called. But yeah, our curator escorted St. Cuthbert's ring so that it could be part of that procession, which is really exciting. So yeah, lo loads and loads of really, really cool little things that we've got, which are really, really historically significant.
which is worth a visit just for that, in my opinion. So Olivia, obviously I'm going to wrap up a little bit now because I know that you're a very busy girl at the moment. And if anyone would like to connect with Olivia, she's on LinkedIn. I will put information about that on our blog when we go live with this podcast. Thank you very much, Olivia, for coming along. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we look forward to not only seeing you at future DBN meetings, but paying you a visit at Usher Historic House later on, early summer. So thank you very much for your time, Olivia, and we will see you soon.
Yeah, take care. Thank
Bye.
you.